I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, November 5th. A pedestrian accident in Quincy this morning is under investigation. Police say a person was struck by a car at Hancock Street and Carruth Street just before 6 a.m. The pedestrian reportedly suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Funeral arrangements have been announced for former Quincy Mayor Frank McCauley. A mass will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Holy Trinity Parish in Most Blessed Sacrament Church on C Street. Interment with military honors will follow at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. In keeping with McCauley's wishes, visiting hours have been omitted. McCauley died Wednesday at a Florida nursing home at the age of 91. He had moved to Florida with his daughter last year after the death of his wife of 66 years, Sandra, from COVID-19. McCauley died on the 40th anniversary of first being elected Quincy mayor. He also served in every elective office in Quincy, becoming the only official to date to do so. Donations in lieu of flowers may be made to the Housneck Community Council Scholarship Fund. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has ordered flags on all public buildings lowered to half staff on Tuesday. Arrangements are being made by the Sweeney Brothers Home for funerals in Quincy. There were 3,963 coronavirus cases among students and staff in Massachusetts schools over the past 2 weeks, according to the latest data from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Districts' collaboratives with special education schools all reported 3,381 cases among students and 582 among staff between October 21st and November 3rd. Due to power outages across the state from last week's nor'easter, case numbers from October 21st through the 27th were released yesterday, along with the numbers from October 28th through November 3rd. The state estimates there are about 920,000 students in classrooms in Massachusetts public schools and 140,000 staff working in person this school year. Here in Quincy, there were 15 students who tested positive for COVID-19 during that time period and 2 positive pooled tests. There were no cases among staff. Governor Baker said there are now more than 500 locations in Massachusetts that will have Pfizer's COVID-19 pediatric vaccines. Now that children aged 5 to 11 are eligible, Baker revealed the state's plan at a news conference yesterday with Acting Public Health Commissioner Margaret Cook at Boston Children's Hospital. The first shots for kids became available Wednesday, but many parents struggled to get appointments. About 500,000 children in Massachusetts are now eligible to get the 2-shot pediatric dose. Baker said adding hundreds of locations like pediatricians' offices, pharmacies, and community health centers will solve that problem because every child now lives within 30 minutes of a vaccine clinic. Hundreds of additional sites started appearing online, including the Museum of Science and the Ecotarium in Worcester, as mass.gov and the VaxFinder tool were updated as more providers join. CVS and Walgreens are also booking online appointments for this weekend and beyond. House Speaker Ron Mariano's office says that 7 state representatives will have to work remotely for an indefinite period of time after refusing to comply with the legislature's COVID-19 vaccine requirement. According to Mariano's office, 96% of the House's 159 members have complied with the vaccination policy, which requires them to either show proof that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or get a religious or medical exemption in order to work in person at the State House. Those figures include 149 members who provided proof that they had been vaccinated and 3 members who are either seeking an exemption or getting their second dose. 7, however, refused to provide proof or request an exemption. In a statement, a House spokesperson said they are required to continue working remotely, including participating in session, until they are in compliance. Officials are not naming the 7 members who are out of compliance. However, State Representative Brad Jones, the Republican minority leader, told the Boston Globe he assumed the 7 were among the 28 Republicans who voted against the policy in September. Jones noted that he hasn't heard of anyone planning to challenge the requirement, which says those who enter the State House without establishing their vaccination status will be disciplined. Matthew Lynch was a teacher in Braintree schools until he resigned after photos surfaced of him at the January 6th insurrection attempt by supporters of former President Trump at the Capitol. Now, Lynch has been elected to Braintree's school committee. Of the three people elected to the school board this week, Matthew Lynch was the second highest vote getter. Photos of Lynch at the riot were posted to various Facebook community groups, in some cases, along with information on the FBI's tip line regarding the event. Lynch said that he had been contacted by the FBI twice since his participation in the January 6th event, where five people died and about 140 police officers were injured. Lynch was also accused of making transphobic remarks on social media while he was still teaching, which garnered complaints from teachers, students, and parents. The majority of the 27 complaints against him were about the riot, but others referenced things Lynch allegedly said or posted online. One complaint called him a radical. Another centered on alleged transphobic remarks, including phrases like gender blender and mentions of humans identifying as animals. An electrical fire caused minor damage to a Quincy restaurant yesterday. The owner of the China restaurant on Hancock Street in Wollaston spotted the fire on video surveillance at about 2:30 Thursday morning and called 911. Officials say the fire was caused by a short circuit in the basement and resulted in a melted electrical cord. Damage was minimal and no one was hurt. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were mixed. The Dow down 33, the NASDAQ rose 128, the S&P up 19. Shares lower in Asia. The dollar was down, the euro was flat, oil at $80 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Heat in Miami 95-78. They will be in Dallas Saturday night at 8:30. Bruins down the Red Wings 5-1. And they will take on Toronto Saturday at 7. Of course, Patriots getting ready to head to Carolina for a game with the Panthers Sunday at 1 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly sunny, high 50. Clear tonight, low 31. Sunny on Saturday, high 54. Sunday, clouds and sun, high 56. Sunny, 61 on Monday. For the boater, waves 2 feet, light north winds, high tide right after noon. Sunrise at 7:22, set at 5:32. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, November 5th.